Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Simon Hayward's The Agile Leader. Sophie, I have to ask, when you hear the word agile, what comes to mind?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, I used to think of software teams and stand-up meetings, but this book completely reframes it. Hayward argues that agility is a leadership mindset for surviving constant change, not just a project management tool.
Right. And he starts by saying the old command and control model is not just outdated, it's actively harmful. That got my attention.
Yeah, because the world is too unpredictable now. You can't have a 5-year plan etched in stone. You need a strategy that evolves.
So he breaks it into 3 pillars: agile strategy, agile organization, and agile people. And they're all connected.
Exactly. If one pillar is weak, the whole system falters. Let's start with strategy. He says strategy isn't just for the executive suite, it's a continuous conversation involving everyone.
That's a big shift. The leader's job is to define a clear purpose, a North Star, but not dictate the exact path. Teams get the autonomy to navigate.
And that requires intellectual humility. You have to admit your initial plan might be wrong and pivot when the data says so.
Which is hard for a lot of leaders. The second pillar is the agile organization. He basically says hierarchies kill speed.
Yeah, because information has to go up and decisions come back down. That creates fatal delays. So he advocates for flatter, networked structures with cross-functional teams.
And those teams are organized around value streams, not functions. That's radical. It pushes power to the edges, to the people closest to the customer.
But it's not chaos. You need clear accountability and trust. The leader designs systems that give teams information, resources, and autonomy.
And they remove bureaucratic bottlenecks. That's the part about rethinking performance management, continuous feedback instead of annual appraisals.
Right. The organization becomes a learning machine. Failure is analyzed, not punished. That brings us to the third pillar, agile people.
This is where it gets personal. Hayward says the leader has to start with themselves. Develop emotional intelligence, self-awareness, resilience.
And be comfortable with ambiguity. He talks about vulnerability being a strength because it builds trust. When you admit you don't have all the answers, you invite others to contribute.
That's the servant leader mindset. You become a coach and mentor, not a micromanager. You ask powerful questions instead of providing all the answers.
And he emphasizes mindset, growth mindset versus fixed. The leader models a love of learning and experimentation, and that becomes contagious.
Culture is a big theme too. He says culture isn't values on a wall. It's the behaviors you tolerate and reward. The leader has to be a cultural architect.
That means celebrating collaboration over heroics, valuing learning over knowing, and having the courage to address toxic behaviors, even in high performers.
One Part One Loved was about leading in a crisis. He warns that under pressure, leaders tend to revert to command and control. But that's exactly the wrong move.
Right. In a crisis, you need speed and adaptability. So you double down on empowerment, increase communication, and provide clarity of purpose.
And you have to manage your own emotions. Absorb the team's anxiety and turn it into focused action. That's a lot to ask.
He also talks about the paradox of control. Leaders need to be tight on purpose and values, but loose on methods and execution. That balance is key.
So you set boundaries, ethical standards, strategic priorities, but within those, and give teams freedom. That requires trust, which has to be earned.
And it's a reciprocal relationship. You have to trust them first before they trust you. That's the bedrock of an agile culture.
He doesn't pretend this is easy. It's a personal journey of unlearning habits and letting go of ego. And you'll face resistance from people comfortable with the old ways.
His advice is to start small. Find a pilot team or project, experiment with agile principles, learn, and then scale gradually. And build a coalition of like-minded leaders.
You also have to align the whole organization's systems, budgeting, HR, IT, and to support agility. An annual budget process can kill a pivot.
That's systems thinking. And throughout, he keeps coming back to purpose. Purpose is the most powerful motivator for agile teams.
When people understand why their work matters, they're more engaged and resilient. The leader's job is to constantly communicate that purpose.
So the book is really about transformation, starting with the leader. Before you change the organization, you have to change your own mindset and relationship with control.
I think the takeaway for me is that agility isn't a set of tools. It's a mindset of humility and continuous learning. And the leader has to model that first.
Absolutely. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
In a world of constant change, the only sustainable edge is the ability to learn and adapt faster. And agile leadership is the key to unlocking that.
Well said. We'll see you in the next one.